The role of a composer is a relatively short one. He only appears in the first act, in the prologue, but he can really steal the show. As we mentioned, this is a late flowering example of the pants role, that is, when a female singer takes on a male role. Other examples are Cherubino in The Marriage of Figaro. There are various pants roles in French opera, such as Cybele in Faust, and then another Strauss opera, Octavian in Der Rosenkavalier. The composer is tempestuous and hot-headed and seems to embody a romantic ideal of the artist or the artiste. He's beside himself with anger when it's suggested he'll have to defile his great work of art, the opera about Ariadne that he's composed for his wealthy patron, by allowing the Commedia troupe to interpolate their shtick into his art. It's interesting to note here that Strauss was interested in the theme of art and what mattered in it. Working out those philosophical conundrums. His opera Capriccio is an example of this, where the issue of what is more important, what should be more highly regarded in opera, the words or the music, is what is dealt with on stage. And listeners can experience this wonderful opera firsthand very soon. It's the next Met High Definition transmission on April 23rd. In it are appearing Joseph Kaiser and Russell Braun, who will be appearing in our fall production, fall of this year, of Iphigenia in Tauris.
I think it's a great opportunity to see another late Strauss opera because there aren't that many opportunities to see things like Capriccio.
That's right, it's not
And
very
there's
commonly
you
done.
know it's there's a lot of chit chat in that opera, but there is some absolutely gorgeous music, and especially the last scene for the Countess. It's
Yes.
some of his most stunning writing for soprano.
Which will be sung pretty well, I imagine, by Renée
I would imagine she'll do a
Fleming.
good job.
Well, in the wonderful role of the composer, we are welcoming British mezzo-soprano Alice Coote, who's making her debut with us. The production you'll be seeing premiered at the Welsh National Opera in 2004, and Alice Coote sang the composer in those performances. The London's Daily Telegraph had this to say about her: "Her singing is simply electrifying. For sheer burning lyrical ardour, I haven't heard its equal in 20 years of listening to WNO." Miss Coote may be familiar to our audiences from another Met High Definition transmission a few seasons back, in which she sang Hansel in Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, and that performance is now available on DVD.
And I just noticed this morning through a link we had, we get sort of daily links of important opera news stories. And the Munich Opera has just announced her season for next year. And of course, in their Ariadne next season will be Adrian Piaçanka as Ariadne and Alice Coote as the composer.
Oh
So
my
they're
goodness.
really in, high, high demand for these roles.
They're it. Yeah. Well, we'll listen to the composer now defending his art in the great aria that closes the prologue, in which he declares his conviction in the power of music, the most sacred of the arts. Here is Anne-Sophie von Otter to sing Seien wieder gut.
POC debut this spring as Zerbinetta is Canadian lyric coloratura soprano Jane Archibald, who originally hails from Truro, Nova Scotia. And she's coming back to Canada to sing a role which has brought her incredible success in the houses, opera houses of Europe, including Berlin, Geneva, and Paris, all of which have thrilled to her portrayal of one of the most challenging of all coloratura soprano roles. The local Berlin paper had this to say about her 2009 Zerbinetta. But Zerbinetta, Jane Archibald, outshone everyone, apparently effortlessly. The murderously difficult coloratura of her magnificent monologue, Großmächtige Prinzessin, purled forth not only with perfect height and intonation, Jane Archibald could embellish it, trill on it, and let it flow radiantly, roaring applause for this scene. And there's a blogger called Opera Cake, it's such a great name, I think, who is somebody who has the great luck and pleasure of going around France, I think, on a train, just getting off at any town that has an opera going. And he heard Jane in very recently, January 2011, at the Paris Opera singing Zerbinetta. And this is what he had to say. He's talking about a particular production by Laurent Pelly. "Now, when this run of Pelly's Ariadne is over, I can say that Jane Archibald is that new gem who is vocally perfectly at ease with a role, who fills up easily a huge auditorium, such as the one at the Opera Bastille, and who is scenically brilliant too." So you can learn more about Jane Archibald, a young Canadian soprano, like we said, has had a great career in Europe, and this is sort of her first foray back to Canada in a long time and making her COC debut. I had the pleasure of interviewing her recently for our newsletter here at the COC called Prelude. Now, paper copies are sent out to subscribers, but it's very easy to access online through our website, coc.ca. And she talks a lot about the role there. And another plug, she'll be appearing at the Opera Shop on Sunday, May 15th. It's a matinee performance, and after the performance, she'll be coming to the shop to sign copies of her new Haydn CD, which I have to say I listened to a little bit yesterday on the Naxos website, and it's really something.
Oh,
great, great singing.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
But even earlier than that, we're going to have another opportunity to see her.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
April 20th, she'll be appearing with another Ariadne star, tenor Richard Margeson, at Opera 101. And that's our informal evening event that takes place in the underground of the Drake Hotel, 1150 Queen Street West. So again, that'll be April 20th, starting at 7:30 p.m., and the conversation will be led by CBC's Brent Bambury.
And if that's not incentive enough to go, I know that evening, if you go, there'll be ballots, and if you fill them out and agree to receive maybe an email from a record company, you'll get a free copy of the
CD. That's right. Mm-hmm. Excellent, yes.
So we'll listen to some of Zerbinetta's music now. Another great modern interpreter of the role is French soprano Nathalie Dessay, who we'll be listening to in a section from Großmächtige Prinzessin. And as Jane Archibald called it, it's an 11-minute aerobic aria.
Go! Stumm! Stumm!
Have you ever heard of opera cake? It's layers of a lovely sort of hazelnut cake.
Yes.
With whipped cream and then topped with a thin coating of ganache.
Delicious.
I haven't found it recently.
Do you know of a good place to get it in Toronto?
I used to, but I don't think they have it anymore. Got to find a place that has it, or we'll make one.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of opera cake. Well, as Bacchus, the god who makes an appearance towards the end of the opera, we welcome back our own Richard Margeson, who sung this role in many theatres, including at the Met. In fact, his Met portrayal is currently available on DVD in a performance with Deborah Voigt and Natalie Desay, who we've been listening to on our recording today. Richard last appeared with the COC as Florestan in 2009's Fidelio. Bacchus is a notoriously difficult role, and it's always said that Strauss was a bit brutal with his tenors, giving them music which is almost cruelly difficult. On a recent 2009 appearance in the role with Calgary Opera, the Calgary Herald remarked that even though Bacchus, quote, is a very difficult part to make convincing, tenor Richard Margeson, now reaching his vocal peak, could certainly manage the high-flying tessitura without evident strain and was able, very gradually and with many words of entreaty, to persuade Ariadne to leave Naxos with him. No mean feat, considering Ariadne's continuing resistance. We'll hear his entrance music now, sung by another great Canadian tenor, Ben Heppner.
Fliehen, sieh, ich kann lächeln und ruhen.
So we've just given you a taste of all the wonderful music in Strauss's Ariadne auf Naxos today. You can certainly find more of the music on our website, coc.ca, where there are other excerpts to listen to. And we invite you again to check out our podcast updates on Facebook, where you can comment on the podcast and give us suggestions for future topics. And of course, on the website, you can also find a recording we'll be listening to today, and most importantly, find how to buy tickets for Ariadne. Don't want to miss this one. Thank you for joining us today. This is Gianmarco Sagato with Jana Wichlow, and please join us again for this continuing series of podcasts sponsored by DECA, the opera label.